difficult to getting here. And I have to apologize if the shul was not able to make a better path for you. I said before we tried, we shoveled. We credit should be given to those who shovel, and my children shovel, others shovel, but the sanitation department is more powerful than we are. The county is flying right back again. So let's just hope to pray that Tom Taylor comes around exactly 3 weeks from tonight. Because there'll be no snow on the ground, and we should be able to enjoy our Chag Ha'aviv, the holiday of spring, the proper fashion. You know that spring already begins this week. My children shovel, others shovel, but the sanitation department is more powerful than we are. The county is flying right back again. So let's just hope to pray that Tom Taylor comes around exactly 3 weeks from tonight. Because there'll be no snow on the ground, and we should be able to enjoy our Chag Ha'aviv, the holiday of spring, the proper fashion. You know that spring already begins this week. So, in the week. So, okay, let's get that some notes of faith. The first halacha is that a person is supposed to be preparing for Pesach for 30 days. Starting to believe it or not, Purim itself, in the thick of things, is supposed to start thinking about Pesach. That 30 days, we're supposed to be solemn 30 days before Pesach. We're required to ask and to do about the holiday, and it begins actually on Purim. It's fascinating that the custom has become that people are not so careful about this. We don't find people in Purim wondering about Pesach. Even after Purim, it's not so, people are not jumping. Mr. Brewer tells us that now they came a custom about a Shabbos like Golodosh. Thus, practical concern. There shouldn't just be a pilkul, there shouldn't just be a grosha. The problem is that, you know, how can you finish the whole Lord of Passover in one hour? Well, those days they gave a 4-hour grosha, and they went to. But even then, they didn't go over every year the same basis we have to go over. I try to keep my Lord's Passover, my Shabbat, a little bit practical as well, but not necessarily limited to Lord's Passover. This year, I have to talk about their Luna brother. On everybody's mind, all the value, all the newspapers we've done to each other, I want to explain to you what the real issues are. It's certainly a practical issue, but not doing it on Pesach. Unless it was that Bodhi Mayinu and Abbas Lacheris. Alright, that's true. They will put it into the drush at the end. But the laws of Pesach we go over every year, and for the women who have to bear the brunt of the domestic birth, a few weeks before the others, and that's the topic of the tonight's shiur. I really should say that it's called Sholem Vilchos HaPesach. You may question the laws of Pesach. If you have any questions in the middle of this year or the end of this year, feel free. This is it. And if you, for some reason, don't want to ask me tonight, you can call me up anytime privately and speak to me. Vilchos HaPesach, I'm also certainly available for any questions on Pesach. Or other matters for that matter. Okay, it's interesting to know the first halacha in Vilchos HaPesach, I have to give you the intro. 30 days before you start worrying about it. The very first thing that Rambam says is about the idea of Mor Kippur. That's why we for the poor. Well, I hope that this Shabbos will be the Mor Kippur. I guess Shabbos is not exactly the right way to do it here. So I guess I hope this Shabbos will be able to do it. I hope I'm always donate generously. And if you come home tonight and you mention to your husband that he won't run away from Shabbos, but on the contrary, he'll come prepared to give him a larger sum. You can try to hide it, but sneak it in the last minute, you know. But the most than everybody used to know. What kind of Jewish problem does not give for charity to the poor? For basic, you have to. Well, look, you must. So I'm sure we'll be able to be successful in setting up money to the poor. Most of our money is in Jerusalem, especially in the area of Jerome. But the poverty line is really across too often. There is also a problem we send some money to. It's very important. The Rambam tells us that the events of Simchas Yom Tov should be happy on the holiday. Part of being happy on the holiday of Pesach is to share one's happiness with others. Someone who's happy only for himself, Rambam calls it the Simcha of your belly, not the Simcha of your body, the Simcha of your soul, the Simcha of your being. It's very important to feel you help somebody else out, otherwise you really can't experience happiness. Okay, that's the very first halacha. The following Simcha comes from the Bedikas Chametz. The Bedikas Chametz is done the night before Pesach, this year, the Sunday night. We do it as soon as it gets dark. As it happens this year, if I'm not mistaken, that's the first day of Teilat Shemitah. So So it would be an hour later, it would have been, everything just starts, start the session that much later. That's fine, Superdigas comments. Superdigas comments, nobody considered that to be sufficient. And if you just imagine up to a house, okay, Superdigas comments. We'd be working straight from the Seder, and we'd be lucky to clean the house and start at that hour. So the tradition these days is to do most of the work of the Shams. You know, it's almost unfair. The woman works so hard to clean the house, okay, so the man kind of takes all the glory. He walks in there and it's a bracha and it's a big hero. What does he do? Nothing. He throws 10 pieces of bread, he cooks the 10 pieces, and then makes a big thing of the pizza. We know who really does the work. And I tell your husband that I said, be grateful for who's really doing the work. He's just giving up groceries after the honorifics of the bracha and everything. It was a little bed, there was a little candle. Big deal. That's not really what it's all about. It's really a thorough check of the house. But I want to tell you that thorough doesn't have to break it back. That's why it's time this year, a huge vocation, so we can save on what the penis bills. Or the penis pulled out, so there's no need to have any, penis problems. Don't break it back! That's the first halacha of four pages. There's no requirement to break it back, and I go further than that. There's no requirement to do spring cleaning. If you want to do spring cleaning and break it back, don't blame it on the road. Don't blame it on the Shulchan Aruch or on the Gemara. All I have to look for in halacha is a piece of chametz bigger or as big as the size of a kazayas, an aleph. That's all. Anything less than the size of an aleph, the title of the crumb, strictly speaking, you can leave it there and walk all over it on Pesach. All over your dining, there can be crumbs of bread, and cookies. Yeah, you're looking out of my mind. I'm telling you, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. The whole idea of the Bedikah is only to eliminate pieces of chametz which are larger than the size of an aleph. That's what it says. Now, the truth of the matter is, for this reason, I guess when they put out the traditional crumbs, which is found in Shulchan Aruch, not just the made up in today's world, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should put out crumbs of chametz. There should be a bracha levatol. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. There's a perfunctory examination that he puts out the crumbs, he puts in the crumbs. So the mama is again a bracha levatol. What kind of ceremony and charade is this? The problem is that the rabbits in Asian style, she put out the crumbs. And she doesn't tell the others where they are. That's why it's getting eaten. Now, you find these pet crumbs. I've all had to come begging on my hands and knees. Where are the crumbs? And that's the way it should be done. At least you have to do some kind of a bedikah to find out the hard place. It should not be hard in the same place every year. That's what should be done. Now, you know, we mentioned before the idea of a candle. In my opinion, is use a flashlight. I would say that the Moshe Feinstein, the quote of the Rocha, quoted by Rabbi Eider, an excellent work on the page in English, if you don't want to borrow it for a week, not more, then can, two big Bible off the page, he quotes from Moshe, the quote of the Rocha held, it's also better to use a flashlight. I think it's a good reason for it. We're not used to using candles nowadays. You see, the time of the Gemara, you have to use a candle, because you couldn't use a torch. We call it Hadalagan. Why? You have to be able to get the nooks and the crannies under the beds and other things. In those days, they didn't have any electric. We used to using a candle like we used to use a flashlight. They weren't used to use a, how do we call it, Hadalagan. Well, we, you and me, we're not used to use a candle for anything. Except a fire hydrant, automatically. We have to put a candle under a bed. We're afraid the whole thing will go off, you know? For good reason. We're not experts. They used to be able to do the coffin, what coffin? They had a coffin in those days. And a cold dirt floor and couldn't catch fire. And no problem. You can't do that today. I really do not recommend using a candle. I myself use a flashlight. Yes.
If there are areas in your home that you know for sure there is no chametz there, is it necessary to do the chametz there?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Not necessary. But there's a big difference, I must tell you, there's two kinds of homes in the Jewish world. I don't mean Ashkenaz Sfarad, I don't mean Hasidim Sfarad, I mean as follows. Homes which have children, homes which don't have children. And they have two totally different laws concerning the Bedikas Chametz. If there are no children, you say, well, we eat only in the dining room. So the kitchen and dining room can be checked, and the bedroom and the living room and the reading room and the whatever room, there's never any Chametz there. That's the way you run your home, and there's a few adults living there. Correct. You don't have to look at those rooms. However, if you have a house with children, there's almost no such place that we can say that place where certainly Chametz was not brought there. Almost impossible to imagine the place. These kids get in the darndest place. I said before, my son's a very good climber, and we once found, unfortunately, after Pesach, a half a peanut butter sandwich in a closet. It's a children's closet, and there's a shelf, I would say, it's about more than 6 feet high, I think I'm trying to step under it. And on top of that, there was a box, and behind that box, there was a bag, and behind that bag, there was a half a peanut butter sandwich. So I have 7 feet in the air and 4 feet back. And say it's a place where no one can get to. We try our best. Maybe take a half a pace. I don't know for sure we'll get our pace. But you know, we found all kinds of things checking in. None of those last pace. I don't know. So we need to try our best. We've got kids that have to look almost everywhere. Yes? It's a question. Some said that if the Bedikah should take place in every place that's required in the Bedikah, the doctor necessarily on that particular night. So that you can't just leave a room empty and say, well, I'm going to check all my rooms except for one in advance. I'll leave one room for the night of the Bedikah. Oh, that's a big question that I'm missing a lot. Many people say it should not be done. I am lenient, though, when it comes to cars. I believe that some folks can say to go in the car, go to the office, go to the dish on that night. And it's Sunday night, but the building is locked, and the office is maybe work like this, and downtown Manhattan, you can't get in. But even if you could get in, I think this is an issue. You can be more leaders, but the office, the car, check your office, check your car, if you do it earlier. That's what I feel. If your house itself.
If you're not, if you're going away, you
can't have it. Not your office, then officially there's no need for you to check it through. However, if you're going to be in an office sitting at a desk, you wouldn't want to have bread, cookies at the desk and take a mistake and then reach in. So it's worthwhile getting rid of it. Okay.
Well, what if somebody else is in that office that brings
stuff? Well, if they have a non-Jew, you're
talking about a Jew who doesn't serve.
You can't muzzle the non-Jew. If you want to bring bread, just bring it the other way.
I'm not talking about a non-Jew. I'm talking about a Jew who does not
serve. Same thing. Can't stop. Free country. You must, you will furnish it to get to the Chametz. The answer is, any furniture you don't move water now, you don't move all year long, you don't have to move before Pesach. That includes in most homes, the refrigerator, the stove, the washer, dryer. It's considered buried under a rubble. They're told it's buried under a rubble of 3 tefachim, which is approximately 11 inches. There's no need to move it. Finish. Just let it be. Even if you know for a fact.
Is that really written? Is that written some? No, I don't. Because so many people do it anyway.
You wouldn't have to come here. Here we're giving you the leniency. Yes. But it's written. It is true. Yeah. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the top line of Gimel. Sif Tes. It's under a mound of rubble, which is 3 tefachim high. You don't need to move. That's it. Now, I want to tell you, though, that it's not enough just to check for the chametz. There's another way of eliminating the chametz called bittul. Bittul means literally renunciation or statement that's null and void and ownerless, etc. This must be said in a language you understand. Aramaic, you understand Aramaic, fine. Some Aramaic say it in Hebrew. Some Hebrew say it in English. Yiddish, that's your preference. Whatever language you understand. And the bittul should be said twice. Once upon the completion of the Bedikah, and the second time later, after the beer, after the burning or eliminating of the chametz, which is done the following morning. come to that in a number in a few minutes. Now, what happens if you sell pumice? I imagine everybody here sells pumice. So we have a custom that only sell the pumice, we'll sell the rooms or the places which have the pumice. If you're home for Pesach, you sell it out of the closet, nothing much. But you go away for Pesach. Can you avoid any problems and hassles in going away for Pesach? This is a major controversy. Call it, if you want to look it up. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Lamed Vav at the end of Sivkot Lamed Beis. That's 436-32 at the end. He discusses this very issue. What do you do with the circumstance? My opinion, one may be lenient and thereby avoid breaking one's back. At the same time, it's preferred, as you said earlier, in this kind of case, leave one room, and the one room should not be included in the rental. That one room you should check appropriately. The rest of the house, just what they say, you sell the whole house. You don't sell it. You rent out the whole house. You leave comments all over the place. Yes?
What happens if
you're going
away and
you're going to stay in the house? It's also okay. It's only a guard
staying
in the house. That's called closed up. If you are staying in the house, forget it. Then someone must clean it. Now, we have often taken apartments from people for our various cases of guests. You come to us, those are going over, those are going away. So the deal is, you give us the apartment as is. We have to clean it to this point which he feels it's appropriate so that our guests can stay. It's not fair. I'll be unbelievable. I'm sorry. They got papers just for guests from somebody else.
So then do you have to do the teach us comments in those apartments?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Vacuuming, homework.
No, the official
formality. Talk about the cleaning.
If you sold all the
comments
and rented out the
apartment,
would you be able to
clean
it?
Yeah.
Would you be able to
right, the guard should not have a chametz.
So she should go and buy whatever she
wants. That's right, that's right. So your chametz will belong to John Brown. That's true. You can do, I'm doing that tomorrow night. The man in our community, Mr. Jefferson. Many, many years before I moved to Riverdale, I had this custom of selling his own chametz to his non-Jewish help in the house. He didn't want to sell to the general. They didn't want to sell. So, leaving there to sell Thursday, so I'm going to have tomorrow again. Sell the chametz to Mary Murphy or something like that. That's what, for many years with her. And she buys the chametz in the house before she can eat. You want to sell it to your own dad. Do also that. Requires personal attention. You say, I'll sell it to you, like this. Very complicated procedure. So, that's so simple. And speaking about it on Sunday, Yom Yom, that's why I wasn't paid something to talk about the father of the yeshiva. I think they have to think about the sale of chametz. So, not so simple. Okay? If you want to, if you can't, you're too busy. If you want to, if you want to get your kids out of the house, send them to the shul on Monday morning, or even Sunday, we do it twice, or Sunday evening. We'll watch how we sell chametz. Yes?
What exactly are you allowed to sell and not allowed to sell? Because I've heard opinions about...
I know you heard opinions. I'm telling you anything you want.
Mamish chametz that maybe you shouldn't sell.
Sell works, it works. Okay. Sell whatever you want. You sell perfume, you sell schnapps, also mamish chametz.
Is there any issue about how much money would be lost over it or anything like that?
$10 million, all okay. The same. Whatever you want to get, you're allowed to sell chametz in principle. You don't want to bother selling chametz. You feel it hurts your sensibilities, you want to throw it out. Fine, not looking for business. But even if you sell all the chametz, you think, you know, can't sell to me anyway. But the unknown chametz. And you look for it and tell me, no, I didn't realize I had it. I didn't notice this chametz. You can think of everything, so you start. Approximate value, zero.
Of unknown chametz.
You write that, approximate value, zero. Any chametz you may have left anyway in your pocket. Worth? Nothing. And if you may find out the end, oh, I didn't realize that such and such was a problem. It's always better to do it that way. Safety net. Okay. If, however, you are selling your entire apartment, or entire apartment minus one room, as the case may be, it's preferred to conduct the sale. sale on Sunday. Why Sunday? Why see Sunday? Because the obligation takes effect Sunday night. So the controversy, many say, even if you are going to sell it on Monday, but Sunday evening you know you're going to sell it the next morning, there's no need to check. That's a controversy still in the Shtabura. But if you sell it on Sunday, you rent out the apartment on Sunday, there's not the check. It's not yours. It's rented out to John Brown. So if anyone that goes away from Old Pesach, I try to sell his stuff on Sunday evening before the final of the hero comes. The truth is, that sale didn't begin that way. That sale began for those who were traveling east into Europe, Eretz Yisrael. For them, it's too late to sell on Monday morning, New York time. Everybody Monday afternoon, at Israeli time. So that's why I started for them, and then they excluded all those who were going away in that sale as well. Okay, we sell twice. Okay. It's very important to understand what's going on. We should think it's suspicious or arbitrary. It's very important to know what it is. Okay. Now, I want to tell you that women go very far afield in their scrupulousness in checking the house for companies. Not a new thing, you shouldn't feel like somehow I'm neurotic and a great props to myself. Not true. It's an old custom. An old custom. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he's an amazing custom. Supposed to custom used to be to scratch the wood off the walls or the chairs where you touch the tongue. So you never know. Scratch it. I'll read to you. Tough man bathe up. 4:42:6. Nagel the Gairak Sullen back you saw should not go to Muhammad. That was the custom. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yeshna of Ashi and Smoke. They have what to rely on. Huh? Usually someone that's got the leniency, they have what to rely on. The Mishnah Berurah explained over here, in the paragraph number 28, okay. Aim the Lilo Galaminic Lomashu Minic Shtus, the Kumri Yaseira. Don't make fun of this custom, say it's silly and it's an unnecessary stringency. No! As a snack when I use Shalomi. And the basis for us is in the Yerushalayim Talmud. You don't accept it for halacha, but it has a basis. You see, we have two important lessons. One, even if you and I think are crazy, have a basis. Two, if it has no basis, it's really crazy. So you should stop it. Both lessons are found in the same statement. You want to know what's crazy? Ask. I'll tell you. For example, less than the Kazayas. Less than a kazayas, you mentioned before. Less than the size of an owl. Shavuot up in the very next paragraph, seven, Tafan Bei Zayin. Botek Shemesitke Arevus, a little dough in the cracks. If Yesh Kazayas, the Mokom Ethel Chayav Levar. If it's the olive in one place, you must burn it. The Yim Lava, if not. And we go, in some cases it's buckle, you don't have to check for it. Complicated halacha. But what you see from here over here is that it's less than sheer of desire, you can just let it be. Let it be. Some disagree. Some say if it's less than that, you should still get rid of it. But here's the key line. That's only broad achilah tzav, it's edible. Out of the way of the tuna tzav of tzav because it's less than the size of the halacha and it's a little bit dirty, everyone agrees. There's no need to eliminate it. That's the crumbs you're looking for. So theoretically, you don't have to bend down. Leave the crumbs. I know you, I know as a listener, I know that. Somebody told me a story just yesterday about one of the great Rabbanu of Yerushalayim, Yeshua Lev Diskin, used to tell the ladies, you do not do this, you do not do that. And I'd leave, his wife would run after and say, don't listen to him. Another problem, which I won't tell him. But I know. I don't know what this means, but these are the laws. You want to accept the finishing? Don't break, don't blame me if you're a bad back. Yes?
What about silverware that you use all year round?
We'll get there. The ideal order of eliminating comments is as follows. You sell it, you burn it, and then you nullify it, in that order. We sell it here in the morning of Pesach, whatever the time is, written in the bulletin. We sell it at the time just when the beginning of the last matzahidim. I don't want to sell chametz just for eating. As soon as it's time comes and you can no longer eat it, that's when I sell it. After that, we make official renunciation. We put the chametz rather in the garbage can. We burn it. If you can't be here, you can't burn it, your husband can't burn it, you can deposit it in shul in the morning, it'll burn it for you. Free burning service, free pyro, pyromaniac jamboree. We speak to the fire chief, they know what we're doing. Every year, but they already went. I went there. Today is going to be a fire. They're going to be on, go in reverse. When they hit the fire, they're going to go in reverse. Come back. That might have needed. But and then after probably we send a notification before the end of the fifth hour of the day. This is very late. They are famous an hour later. Problems are coming. Say the problem after that later. It's a problem. You can get up. Just changed. Actually, they just changed the plethora
problem. Still very late. Second night of the quarter.
So they haven't moved their body clock yet. You know what happened. Okay. Still. Now, fine. What about calling your garbage can? It's a problem. You own a garbage can, there should be no chametz there when Pesach comes in. The earlier time, they end up owning chametz when Monday morning comes in. Because it's chametz in your property, it's your garbage can. If, however, it's you put it in a plastic, disposable plastic bag, and you put it beyond your property line, not a problem. That's like a little homeowner's rule. Put a disposable plastic bag beyond the property line, yes?
What if you own part of the
car? Like a car?
Like a
car.
You own a part of the car.
You're renting in a car.
I'm not getting a problem. That's what I was doing. I put down the chute. So we used to be, we were the last house to get rid of our
incinerator.
So we have an incinerator, no problem. Problem is beer, chametz. Mm-hmm. Literally, you're burning the chametz. It became illegal, I think.
Yeah.
So now that we have what we call a contact.
Right.
So what do you do about that? So we throw it down the chute and we say goodbye. You're asking a good question. Because I guess in theory I own a piece of the corporation, of a share, I mean, Friday, which owns the building.
Mm-hmm.
But I... You can't abandon it your own garbage.
Part of yours.
You can't, because it's Shabbat. You can't do that. It's your property. You can sell it, but don't want to buy it. The Brown already bought my chametz before I brought it down. His entrance brought the chametz by my compact.
Except at that point, doesn't it become part of the bitul chametz that you may say? Because you don't really know what happens to it after that.
True.
You don't
know
where it goes.
That's a good point. In other words, if it's in the garbage can in my, in front of me, then I have the ability to eliminate it, potentially I should eliminate it. In the bottom of a compactor, there's nothing I can do about it. I'll read it to you, Shulchan Aruch. The person can throw the chametz where the birds are going to come and eat it up. Because, they can't eat it. But if he finds chametz there, and the birds didn't eat it, he shouldn't leave it there. But rather, he should burn it. And, some disagreed. If you put it in the place of Hefker, then it's okay. The question is like this, that's a good point. If it's in my garbage can, it's not after. You don't do my garbage. If I put it though in the bottom of the compactor, one could argue that's already after. That's already, no one's just gone away. Maybe.
Yes, we don't know when it leaves the building and when it's really gone out and when it's not, when it's still there. It could be days, it could be minutes. You don't know when you hit it. You're not responsible for that, really.
True. Okay. You do the best you can. What can I tell you? We constantly this conference.
No, so the question is, you have to take that comments and take it to the 239th Street garbage can on the street?
Or to burn it or something, whatever. Do you have to take that to be burned?
Put it this way. If you have challah cookies I've invited you to bring it to shul. First of all, if it's edible, bring it for the rabbi. See him. I never met him, but the first one I want to eat.
Also, it's been sold, right?
Guaranteed that whatever you don't eat, we'll put it in the garbage can and out of the air.
Otherwise, it could have been sold with the
chametz. Right.
So
right. Whatever little chametz we have to get rid of, we should. But people throw not real chametz.
Right.
No, just a bunch of things.
The vacuum
cleaner
bag.
The vacuum cleaner bag is not real chametz.
Right. So
edible,
that's
really
the kind of thing
edible.
That gets thrown out in the last minute, you know.
Sure. Now, the Shulchan Aruch has a long story about products. Milk should be purchased. I remember when I grew up, always what Erev Pesach to get milk.
Yeah.
That way you're sure that what the cow was didn't eat chametz and Pesach and then produce your milk.
Right.
Although you may have eaten chametz Erev Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, bottles before Pesach, whatever in the door. That's better to buy Erev Pesach.
But that's only for a bottle.
If you buy all Yisrael, it's always Erev Pesach. They don't undertake the milk on Pesach, probably not.
So what about the milk that a halavakum that say kosher Pesach on that? It's meaningless?
Well, it means that it's before Pesach, of course. I don't have to say it. It's kind of on Pesach.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. Okay, very important. Chametz is owned by a Jew on Pesach, you can't even have Pesach. Now, I was told that the Gilt of Malkum has changed hands. True?
Yeah.
Korea?
Yeah.
Well, it solved that problem. Last year, I wrote that with the Sadiq, he was able to get the two partners, the Jewish partners, not Jewish partners, we tumbled, and I can't talk about it again. It worked out, but for the best we could work in. Korea, that's no problem. You can go patronize the fields and market. Sorry?
Thank you.
I think this is not true.
Well,
not Jewish.
Yes.
No, Jewish name. And told by AP.
Told by
German. Kifu.
Last year
it was Kifu. I think it was a problem. I have to check that. Rabbi Rosenberg, he's the expert. We put him in charge. He does all the research for these things.
There's always a sign in Kifu that the chametz has been sold by the guy from Kingsway Jewish
Center. Rabbi Poland.
Yeah.
The question is, what did he do with that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, so therefore one would assume that the store is Jewish, otherwise why would they?
Not true. Well, I'm still tell the Chavis.
Yes,
one of the Jewish, Jewish manager, we assume it's not relevant in some degree. Anyway, let's be careful to make sure that the rabbi sells the Chavis properly, and be careful after the Chavis pays to buy a proper store. If you're going away from Pesach, in my opinion, you can only sell the Chavis if you leave a key, or leave an address or a way to get the key. My phone that I give out, those are going away, in the place where the key is left, and they leave it to the guy with John Brown wants to get the chametz, you come to me, and we together can travel to the person who's holding the key, and we will get in, and we will take a bottle of schnapps, I'll record it, and then it depends on whether you can come after. And if he doesn't do it, but in theory, by risking, what had the guy from Lincoln Square who bought the chametz come to someone's house and ask for his bottle of liquor, and he gave it to him. He wants to show that it's for real. Ideally, a person should be specific as to what he's selling. In my form, it is a specific price and how much the approximate value is. And all this is put in just to try to make it as airtight as possible. Even legal, according to my lawyers. It's legal. Tested division yet. But it's supposed to be considered a legal sale. Okay? Now we talk about pressuring. Yes?
If someone's going away from Pesach, and a Jewish person is staying in their house, then their house should be made basically Pesach.
Not basically, Pesach.
Well, do you have to just sell your chametz if you're not using your kitchen?
You can do it. Close off the kitchen entirely. Sell the chametz if this room is out of bounds. That's an option. Then they can't go in the kitchen, they don't even walk into your kitchen. Whatever part you want to, you know, put off, you can put off with. Okay. Koshering for Pesach is, generally speaking these days, discouraged because we live in a wealthy America. We can buy new dishes and new silverware, etc., etc. You can't buy a new oven. Most of us can't buy a new oven. And therefore, you have to kosher the oven. So the ideal is, pay your husband to buy you a self-sufficient self-conscious as well. If you live in a kitchen like mine, which can't fit a self-cleaning oven, then you have to go back to the old story, what do you do with it? It's a big controversy. Most authorities say it's enough to easy off it and then put up to the highest temperature for an hour, and burns out everything there. Others are more strict, require that you use a blowtorch, and that's dangerous. I don't recommend it at all, it doesn't do the job anyway. If you want to be more scrupulous, to buy an insert. Get it in the big school in Borough Park now, for sure. An insert. Huh? Have you heard this? Where? Wonderful. You take it out of the local store. It's $5 extra to go here. Definitely to go. I don't really have it. You're going to buy an insert, leave by the river there. That's not totally right. They're not going to take it out of their own. Who is? Is that going to have to Borough Park? You really have to buy it. I'm happy that I'm going to have another carrot. Very good. Oh, very good. Wonderful. I love to carry the knowledge of the little hat tray so we can for our shops. Some advertise for him on his insert. Who wants to return the favor by carrying crap a shop's tray? Anyway, I'd say an hour just to make sure that it gets to the highest temperature it ever got to during the year.
And when you self-clean, it only has to go through one cycle?
I think so. The whole tire up at the door and stuff.
Yeah.
Door does not get
so you cover with toilet
paper? Some cover with toilet paper. Some different customs about the door. But as far as the rest of it, the walls can get it.
And the grates that are inside it?
Leave it inside.
Leave it aside.
Not that. You want to catch or anything else,
you put it
stick it in.
Uh-huh.
You'll get out. I once had a knife that I wanted to catch. And I gave him the self-cleaning, came out without a handle.
Alright. The grates, even in a non-self-cleaning oven?
No.
What do you do about the grates in that?
In the grates in a non-self-cleaning oven, you would do well to let some of the self-cleaning oven so you can put it into.
Okay.
Okay, that's the best idea to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The things on top, you have a bit of let some of the self-cleaning oven. You know, some of the top of the grates.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I have new grates. We were rich. American Jews, we bought their one-time investment to buy four new grates for Pesach. It's such a good one.
But what about where the fire actually comes out of the burner? No.
Fire is not something.
Right? So that's fine.
Fire is okay.
They want to sell you everything. It's amazing. I called up to order grates also for myself.
Right.
He says, what about the burners? I said, I don't think that's necessary.
Why burner? I can't stop
but
you.
But it's not, I mean, the...
It's not necessary. It's no, but I those are great for the walls and the chairs. They can do this too. I don't think it's a requirement. As a matter of fact, there are those who, if they use the bottom of their oven, the board of the oil or the floor of their regular oven, after they don't take that out, it comes out apparently some of it. Put that in the self-cleaning oven, so that's to get it very hot. You see, we're much more lenient when it comes to the walls and the roof of the oven than they are the floors. Simple reason. The floors are touching things directly. The pizza snack on the floor, on the grates, whatever, the kids do all kinds of things. Whereas the top and the side is only still getting steam, and then especially you can much more leave as far as that's concerned. That would make sense for those who want to pull it out. Yeah, other question?
Well, you said you have to do the burners inside a self-cleaning oven, but you don't have the grates that go on top of the burners. You don't have to do exactly where the fire comes out of the grate. What about the
three plate?
The thing underneath, those
three
plate?
Is it detachable or not?
Yeah.
Well,
the custom is for many years to cover with tin foil. That's how I grew up, that's how you grew up.
Yeah.
That's how we all grew up. Our kids would go up the same way. Is it required? I'm not sure. But that's how it's covered with tin foil.
Yes.
You have a big problem. We don't cut the glass, okay? I know what you're talking about. You can't catch a glass. You can't catch a glass. What's so funny? You can't catch a glass. Right? Tragic. Boy, your boy is going up there. Glass cannot be cut for
Pesach. What do you recommend
for that? What I recommend? Get a separate glass cover for Pesach. It's $400. So a top people.
Yes, Corningware.
Actual stove. You know, they
it's
have
a temper question. Yeah, it's a temper question. It's, they make electric cells, and instead of having a thing that's very hard to clean, a temper glass.
Can kasha glass. Only thing is, it could be, you don't have to kasha glass. Because you see the show, the Rambam says, you have to kasha the grape. The Mishnah Berurah before. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explained that's what we call a chumrah, the stringency, not absolute requirement. Everybody does it. But you can't do it with your glass cover of that
stuff.
Absolutely stuck. There's no alternative. I guess you could use it, but you know, are you allowed to put cover, like when you go on Shabbos? They put a cover on top of it? Oh, that's your solution. Why have left the paste?
So,
the
glass, that's
all. Not a problem.
Yeah. What if you
have the glass on still not the burner? Is the burner,
but
then
instead of
metal
water,
it's
called something
related?
They call it common glass, though?
I thought
it was starting
to
boil water.
That's
worse than that.
Can you do
metal,
that?
Cash
will boil
water.
Can you do
Hangala
with glass?
No, not the best. Glasses are used for cold.
Oh.
We just don't have to do something you can't come to the
why not? I'm just curious.
This one was. Glass is a big controversy. We have a funny position. The not paste that you use to get kashi, or not to kashi, some say. The paste that you can't kashi is used hot. This is cold. You shtel.
Right.
3 days.
How do you do that? I'm supposed to get.
Spritz.
Can you?
Take noodles. Spritz. I mean, the noodle covers of the water still up. Now you want to use pressure pants. Problem.
I was if you had
shtel. Why do glasses?
I kid not for me. I mean, I was called to ask for you.
Shtel is a Yiddish expression for me, so it's called milui v'iwui. You fill a glass that's used for cold, non-kosher of a piece of stuff.
Say it again. Fill?
Fill it with cold water. Wait 24 hours. Fill it out. Fill it again. Wait 24 hours. Fill it out. Fill it again. Wait
24
hours.
Three times?
One minute. What did you use? The container that you use? Any kind of a glass? We put it in a glass? Let's say it's a plate. A glass plate.
It's not always a glass.
Let's say it's a glass plate.
Oh, the glass plate.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
You know,
sometimes in that's what's the
specific question.
Sink! Can't buy a new sink. So if it's metal, stainless steel, you can kosher. How? Boiling water. But, you can only kosher after not having used it for 24 hours with hot water. Oh, well, yeah. Let's say, for example, if you want to kasha, some kind of stuff, months or weeks in advance, if you're going to kasha, let's say, Motzei Shabbos, this year sounds like a decent time to kasha after Shabbos is over, so if you left it hot water before Shabbos, you didn't pour anything from the urn in, just be careful, and then there's your urn, not from this, not from that, then, why don't you make Abdullah, you have 20.
In general, there's no way to kasha porcelain,
no
right?
No way.
Okay.
We usually can.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about cosmetics a little bit. Anything which is unfit for a dog is not considered a problem, basically. That includes all hard soaps and things of this nature. Not a problem. Children are allowed to eat pizza here, no question about it. So, you're allowed to give them this pizza formula. You should try to wash and separate the oil. We said the word kitnias, Ashkenazi. Make sure we take everybody. Ashkenazi have a custom not to eat kitnias, soy, corn, things of the same, peas, this kind of stuff. Spot on eating, of course. And you should be very careful. They have mixed marriages or mixed things. Be very careful of the sensitivities of everybody. Just giving you a general statement. Similar to the question of the called Gebrot. So eat Gebrot. Don't eat Gebrot, for example. So Shalom bayis is more important than anything else. So try to make peace in the family. And egg matzahs. Egg matzahs also should leave, except for people who have problems chewing. Older or sick or younger with kids. These are very important things. Shalom advice is very, very important. Okay. Any questions? Let's go to quickly through some of the laws of the positive aspects of the holiday. Don't. Do eat matzah.
Just a refrigerator only has to be washed out. Is that correct? No,
correct.
We don't even have to put anything on the shelves?
Not necessary. Do eat matzah. Make sure you buy a good matzah with a shrew and a good hechsher. And make sure that it's, again, different customs you get here, can or machine. You follow the custom that you used to. In my house, on the first night of Pesach, we eat can shvur. That's always at our custom. And beyond that, we eat regular plain machine matzah.
And if you eat the hand shvur, would you eat that, let's say you do the brok, let's say in the knedlach or something like that? Are you with me?
Yeah. My knedlach doesn't say that for you, from broken.
No. Okay.
If
you eat
hand or shmura, as you say, but the brah, you need to have hand or in the product. All right. How much matzah must you eat? Rabbi Ida has very famous measurements. Comes out according to him that, strictly speaking, you need about a quarter of a machine. Fifth of a hand. That's a kazais. However, there's also double that, two kazaises, so ideally you should have twice that amount. Your stomach can handle it. That means, what are they, half a machine or a 40%, two-fifths of a hand. That's the strict halach. Want to double it again? I told him I know
it. This is for each.
Three times. Within 4 minutes, let's say. Within approximately 4 minutes. It's tough. You can't eat so much. I told you, the man from Shia can't get lower than me. Same with the four cups of wine. You can't beat me. I think you have as little as 3 ounces for a cup. They don't have to beat half the cup. 1.5001 ounces is enough.
Can you water it down a little bit if it's...
No, you can grape juice it down. Grape juice it down. Uh-huh. The wine is too strong, mix it with grape juice.
And is it preferable to you? I mean, what's the Indian with grape juice?
Well, some say that women, the flour, are against the wine because they're not used to wine, and then if you have grape juice, it depends. You never ever drink wine.
Let's say by the fourth cup, you just can't take another cup of wine.
Yeah.
Grape juice. Uh-huh. But if you're able to take it,
and if you're not able to take it, you don't have to fret about it.
Don't fret.
Okay.
Fret.
No, seriously, people are very upset that they can't have wine.
Why?
I'm not upset.
You're supposed to be very happy. Tomorrow, my opinion, you can fulfill it tomorrow with lettuce. Romaine lettuce. You worry about both. You may even fulfill with iceberg lettuce. Maybe you get the bed when the bow then.
I don't think they have romaine lettuce.
If you're nervous about folks in the romaine lettuce, buy the Bodek regular lettuce. If you're not nervous, then use what I do. You buy romaine lettuce, you check it for bugs, you find something we don't find. Get the highest quality you can possibly get. Grain, which is the horseradish, I do it to the Korea for effect. but I don't know if you really get fulfilled. That was a good question, but I think it's fulfilling to do with the frame. Haggadah. Haggadah should be said in the language you understand. The text, what?
You're saying that with frame you can't fulfill the mystery because you can't eat it up?
Many reasons why frame is not so simple. So we eat it, the custom is to eat it, but I make sure that I make korach on the kazayas for the lettuce. Next to it, I put the, you have to turn red, and cough, and cry, and after the kids said it. But that would do we have to be ready to fulfill the mitzvah. Haggadah should be a language you understand. It's really a kid's show, basically. It's a kiddie show. You try to start a piece of candy for the kids. Nap. Don't fall into nap on every Pesach. Very, very important. Very important. And you shouldn't go so late. The Seder should be effectively over. That means everything but Nirta, ABN. And that includes even Halav, the fourth cup, before Chatzos. When is Chatzos exactly? I have the times over here. Sean? Let's see if I can find Chatzos is, you know, the midnight, halakhic midnight. Of course, they change the clock. Here we go. Stay the night. It's Monday, April the 5th. Chatzos is at 12:59. 12:59.
That means
Hallow. Hallow and the fourth cup should be finished by that, ideally. Happy Kovan. By the way, according to this version, you could eat from it until 10:25. But the more stringent view, until 9:40. Some of them custom not to brush their teeth after the Seder. Taste of matzah should be in your mouth the entire night. Now, if you worry about cavities, don't worry. The leil shimurim. No bacteria can get into your teeth that night. I wanted to speak at the end of this year about the mitzvah of simchas yom. I think the most important thing is neglected. I've in the past brought in a letter from Rabbi Scheinberg, Shalita from Matzah. Where he tells the women not to get so overwrought and so preoccupied with cleaning the house. Because if the cleaning house is important, and every crumb, all right, every crumb is a rabbinical obligation to eliminate, but the mitzvah to be happy on the holiday is a Torah obligation. Some authority anyway. And therefore it's critical, and I want to beg you, please, get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to the Sunday district, it's so overwhelmed with the dust, it's terrible. I remember my grandmother, Leah Shalom, would complain. She complained to me when I was in her house for the Seder, and her strolls now goes back 26 years ago. And then her house for the Seder invited the guy, and she said to me, no, when I was in New York all the years, I never could stay up for the first Seder. But I was so good. I was off bunkers the second Seder. Come there, Shalom, took it away from me! I have no Seder! That was a complaint. So the answer is, sleep before. You have now a Shabbos, 2 days of prayer. I may tell you, forgive me, to sleep the whole Shabbos. Go to sleep early Friday night. You can't do cleaning on Friday night. Go to sleep early and Shabbos, go for a long nap. I mean, missing the rabbi's rush on Michael. But you shouldn't have to miss it. It's a long day. They moved the clock already. Get sleep. They moved the clock back.
So the Shabbos is still early.
Take it back, you're right. Okay.
Still long.
Still enough time.
And shul's that early.
That early.
There's no
time. Oh, not this morning. We started that by 10 after 8 that week. That's going to be early. Yeah, they'll be out. 1, 2, go to Russia. 1, 2, 3, be home. It's going to sleep 4 hours in the afternoon.
How did that even talk about the rabbi doesn't make a Shabbos morning on Shabbos shul, the Shabbos
ago? You know what I'm about? Yeah. When I came to the shul, 19 years ago, they told me, Rabbi, you speak every Shabbos except for Shabbos ago.
But not just you. I mean, in other places.
You know, it's in Shabbat Aruch, it's in Yerushalmi. On Erev Pesach, you can't eat matzah. Why? Well, you come that night, you miss the matzah the whole day, you have a greater appetite for the matzah. So the rabbi speaks Shabbos morning, you know, we already heard him today. He doesn't speak, so then they go great apathy in the rabbi's world.
In Washington Heights, they do the opposite, right? They speak for an hour in the morning.
Every neighbor has his own way of getting things done. Different customs. Strictly speaking, Erev Pesach, that's it. What the customs? Rosh Chodesh, some say Purim, Kupa Shvat, I don't know what that is. I don't know. The Matzah is very angry about these customs. What do you think? Just a custom, not the same as the real law. The Simchas Yotam is so critical. You have to be well rested before Pesach finishes. And you're saying you have to do it. I'm not cleaning your floors. I'm not telling you not to clean it either. You have to be well rested. You have to try to make the kids happy if you have the privilege of children to get them candies or whatever. Maybe the women are supposed to acquire. I got a new dress. Quote me. You must have enough money to buy a new dress for payment. It's a husband's obligation. An absolute obligation, the same as the obligation for him to have meat and wine. He's obligated to get his kids candies and get his wife clothes. It's the same tomorrow. And it's a requirement to get what you like. A nice style, a nice dress, plus a few extra dollars. So be it. Simple as young. Now, the family table on Pesach should be an educational experience, but also fun. It should be overbearing, you know, sort of that's terrible. But you have to find the right medium. You know, the kid should have a chance to speak. It's very difficult to get that happy medium, but you should try.
The woman has to leave the table to do some preparation in the kitchen. Is there any time that's more appropriate during the Seder than other times?
Sure. There's one part I love and a family part that I love.
Okay.
That is the description of the Makos that were, you know, 10 and 50 and 200 and 250 and hosts, but also within the family of this pension. You have this pension, you can be chas v'shalom, excuse me, husband and wife, you have to do it this way, you forgot this. You forgot to do, you didn't clean check the butter, you didn't buy it, I told you to buy it, I don't know what, the salad, the nuts, the chalot. Don't get excited. If you forget something, come to me. You probably have extra, and if you're not, I'm going to throw you elsewhere. Don't blow your cool. Very important that the house be run the proper spirit of happiness. Don't forget, it's HaKosher V'Sameach. I read this now, I'll end with this. Someone gave a copy of Rabbi Yaakov, coming out from the biography. Fascinating. There's one little vignette. Someone over to Rabbi Yaakov on Pesach with HaKosher V'Sameach. That's before Pesach. One place of start, we assume it's kosher, we wish everybody a chag sameach. I wish you now a chag kosher v'sameach and a chag sameach. Yes. One second. In other words, take the dill and mitzvah. As long as you give it as a motion. Can I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me, to take krishma for me? Yes or no?
No.
Can I make a krishma and tefillin on tonight? Yeah, but I'll not. If this, then I want to be okay. If not, some quote that Rambam said it here in the shul, this week's man Christian went, so 840, 852.
It was 903 left.
I don't know what Ryan was. Tina. Semis to Tinex Dome. I don't know what that is. Power down over there. But in this side of the house, and anyway, it was 9:01, and this is going to be probably 8:54, something like that, 8 something, very early hour. And so my shoe would have an 8:15, please. That's what, no problem. That's a regular minute. We've got to make a plan. But let's say you go to the shul, they dive in, let's say, 8:30. Let's say last week, they dive in 8:30. You're not going to make sure they're going to make this money. They won't make this money. They can make them half an hour. Ten. Like a little job at your business. Like a little late. Whatever. You're not sure if they'll make this money or not. What you do? The Ramon says you take Krishna ahead of time. So the post can say, make it tonight. If they'll make it,
You don't want to be yotzi. You got to be yotzi with brachas, with nan. If they won't make it, you yotzi now. In my opinion, you can't do kibbutz. La hadam. No such thing. Not my opinion. Rav Chaim Brisker, the rest of Rav Chaim, by the way. Ein tnai b'mishli. Why? Less of a shlicha, less of a tnai. Give a krishna to a shliach. But less of the chasam tzofer, the tshuva, and the nether, the simitzali, bothered by this. Because the moment I'm wrong, you can't have a mitzvah tonight. Krishna. And he also has Sphira. The famous one wrong by Sphira. Famous about Sphira. What's Sphira? If what? If it's time to Ben Hashmash. If it's the time for the mitzvah, I want to be yotze. If it's not the time, I'll count again later on with a bracha, and it was not yotze the first time. That's the famous one that I'm wrong. So Akiva's other mitzvah is about that. To demonstrate that that's wrong shot. It was Akiva against the Magen Avraham. That's what it was. See that at the side, but that's what that helps. We passed. I thought against the Magen Avraham. He wants to have a drone. We're supposed to say that. By reason, not for now. Yeah. What's that? Who's that? I mean, they made it tonight, right? But they were trying to get out of tonight.
Right.
The students, they can't make us come before Chatzot. I never tell you this is I do. I make one of I try very hard, as the Ramos says, to finish the entire state of the Chatzot. That doesn't include Mirza. Mirza is nothing. Ooh. But we try to finish Mamish till the fourth post before the Ramos. There's Hal, and Shabbat the fourth post and Shabbat. Before Chatzot. Last year we had tough times. Not because we ran through the hollow. One day I was so desperate that if it's going to Shoch HaMoska until after I didn't have time. I Shoch HaMoska the whole Haram. He opened the door and then he'll yell at the zinc stuff. And I was so close. If it, I was a revolutionary. I had to phone Shoch HaMoska until after the fourth cup. And the other cup was there. You got to do it. I did it. More important, the Father Ramah. Shoch HaMoska is not an integral part of the Haggadah. I mean, with all due respect, that's how desperate it was that year. One second, that yes or no, but that may be so. But I've been able to follow simple. The following is simple, sir. I'll be using my paper, sir, with this for the moment, anyway.
For today.
We'll have more paper, sir. I don't worry about it. Shteira Zoi. It says, that's positive. The Mahan Brock, what's the problem? The Pasuk of Mar Brachas tells us that we have to fulfill the mitzvah before Chatzot. Let's say, it says, Vayi b'chatzi alayla. B'chatzi alayla here, b'chatzi alayla there. What do you think of Mar Brachas? B'layla there, b'layla there, right? Here it is. Now, Testament Allah. Rachus Abbasa Balayla Hazeh. Nemakam Balayla Hazeh, Nemakam Balayla Hazeh, Nemakam Balayla Hazeh, Balayla Hazeh. Balayla Hazos, Askan Al Khatos. Tomorrow is Kent Timokan Avram. He wrote that for drone, we both doesn't say that. Barishus, not for now. Yeah. What's that? Who's that? Abinazim made it tonight, right. But they were crying out of it tonight.
Right.
The students, they can't make us come before Khatos. I never thought this was
something
in it. I do. I make one of them. I try very hard, as the Ramos says, to finish the entire state before Chatzot. That doesn't include Mirza. Mirza is nothing. Ooh. But we try to finish Mamish till the fourth post before the Ramos. There's Hal, and Shabbat the fourth post and Shabbat. Before Chatzot. Last year we had tough times. Not because we ran through the hollow. One day I was so desperate that if it's going to Shoch HaMoska until after I didn't have time. Shoch HaMoska the whole Haram. He opened the door and he'll yell at Nazi and the zinc stuff. And I was so close. If it, I was a revolutionary. I had to phone Shoch HaMoska until after the fourth cup. And the other cup was you got to do it. I did it. more important, the Father Ramah. Shoch HaMoska is not an integral part of the Haggadah. I mean, with all due respect, that's how desperate I was that year. One second, that yes or no, but that may be so. But I've been adding the following pupil. The following is still sorry. I'll be open my paper so with this for the moment anyway.
For today.
We'll have more paper so I don't worry about it. I was late. So we were way. Say this. Please do something. Eat the multi matzah right before chatzot.
What?
Not the afikoman. The matzah, the first advanced matzah. Eat right before chatzot. Okay? The lovely. They only know to make that so. The first chatzot to make sure the first advanced before chatzot. Then wait. Stop. Till after chatzot. Then have Morar, Korah, Shukhanorah, Tuf, and Borah, Chal, and Irsa. Finish 4-1, 3-4-1, whatever it is. Is this the case that we monitor? We make a snack. If we pass the couple of in a diet at the time of Chatzos, then you have this, what time did you have at Chatzos? Time? Master the pit. You're sitting in about the curtain. If you say we pass the couple of Kiva all night, so you have the time at the comb the pit. So the stuff talks that you shouldn't brush your teeth paper. How do I brush my teeth paper? Ah, you'll tell me. I do, yeah. But I'm not paying for that. Ah, you'll tell me I got cavities. They're Shimur. They're Shimur, no cavities. They're Shimur, no cavities. Whatever. I don't use toothbrush. I'm Shabbos and I brush my teeth with a dry toothbrush without toothpaste. Yeah. A little Shabbos. Anyway. So I've been able to say what it's not. To make a tonight is a time for the same thing, but without a tonight, you can't have any tonight. What do you need a tonight for? Don't make any tonight. If Robert goes in a diet right, don't make any tonight. He's right, he's right. So you and Yosef said, well, that's possible. I'm looking at the master. Robert Kiva is right, he's right. You don't have to make it tonight. You can't make it tonight with that. No, you can't even shout to make it tonight. That's what Chaim said, and that's what I was going to say. Rushing about, you can't make a tonight in the Omer or Krishna, nothing. Yes. And the Hanami, you can do that too. You want to really pull yourself up. Have it in the middle of the meal. Your wife's about to throw the chicken soup. And it's chatzos. And sorry. Have it on the tzadik matzah. No, wait, that's the chatzos. Say the Hanami, you're right. But how much to eat? When is it? What? Huh? At chatzos. Right. And at Kedalos HaShachah too. While you're asleep. Yeah. That's what Abin Ezra said. That's what they did. Talk to Shabbat Chassidim did it. Halacha l'maaseh, it's ridiculous to do it that way. You have to get up at 4 in the morning. You should go to sleep at a decent hour. When do you dive in Shabbat Pesach morning? 8:30, no? Whatever. So, 7:30. You're hungry? Ready?
If you
had
an
early
hour past
the show. Past the show. Is that the common? Am I still not
going to have to have the common?
Ah, your tennis foul. Let's say I got half the comments. And he finished all day, and he's starving. No problem. No problem. Eat chicken with pugel, with soup, with drink. And have another device at the end of the game. That's it after time. That's better. Wave the show and face the night like every Friday night. Imagine that. Okay, you all have tangents here. What should you see? The halacha
will
work. The lavaim, I don't recommend.
How important is
that? I can think why those are arguing with the whole. That is doing my way.
How important is it to finish before chatzot?
Very important.
I mean, if you know that, like the last 15 years, you always finish 2 years too fast.
You're not a balabas. You're in someone else's house. Do what they do. You're on your own balabas. Do what you want to do. You're home and safe. Now someone else's house. The old years, I never said anything. You know we finish before chatzot. Is there a favorite? Derek Harris is one. Women who just got the firm, the Charlotte, for them, Derek Harris is one of them. Poor Charlotte. I tell my wife, you should mix up wine and grape juice. Why should you mix up?
Get a low alcohol wine.
No, the low alcohol is not low enough. You mix it before I was drinking. we have we use 9% alcohol. Five. It's down to 7. I don't see 5. 5? I don't
see 5.
7. 7. You don't need to buy. Take 9. David, take 9. A little half of the rest. You have 4.5. I said it.
I can do that if I want.
Yeah.
We'll learn that can take 6.
I have full red wine. I don't say red blooded wine, I say it's treasure. What? Wine grapes? Why not? We'll add a little zing to it. Is that okay? 50-50 probably still has enough zing to make it feel like high in the belly. With a regular wine. You can't have it 9 by mitzvahs, we're assuming. Yesterday, Shalia. That's the case of Osai. That's the Ritzami. Wait a second. Not the same as toast, but more. But I want to go by different paper a little bit. That's close to Yom Kippur. I want to go into the Shabbos, where I haven't said anything about different paper. Oh, your question is always first. That's right. Shalom does. Before the brush is stolen. Any questions? Okay, yes. You sell your, let me show you a form. It looks like a special form. It's a form that I use for, rapid courtesy of David towards me. I need it back, but give it back. Everyone can take one to look at, and we'll go over together. You see why we, what I do and why we do it. It's really arbitrary. The Mechir is coming, it's a very serious matter. It's an absolute sale. And it has to be done properly.
You can
people mail this to me. I received a few of them. Yeah, I received one of these in the mail. Yeah? All right, I'm going to have a copy. Yeah? I don't like it. Everyone doesn't do it. I don't know. I, power of attorney, I, the other side, fully in top of it. Not my accurate. That's got to be smart. To act in my power instead, and in my behalf to sell all chametz possessed by me, knowingly or unknowingly, as defined by the Torah and rabbinic law, these all places which chametz only me may be found, especially at address. The chametz I possess includes the following. Why are we saying includes? Includes means not three other things. It's to get something. What? Type of chametz. Groceries, liquor, medicine, etc. If it's liquid, if it's liquid for flavor, it's a challenge. Okay. Exact location. Kitchen, pantry, living room, cabinet, etc. Good enough.
Standard.
It's right down. You want cereal, bread, cookies, approximate value, total, sign, date, printed name. Which I got from one of the other rabbis. The people who signed their names were so absolutely illegible. But how is it going to know who they are? So that's why they're going to say the printed name. Now, also complete this part, after line, it will be if it will be away all paper. What's the track? The Mishnah Berurah writes, the guy, the guy has no access to get into the place, wrong the table. He's still, he's not even taking it in. If you're home paced and you're in and out, you come back, I'm not here. You come back tonight, come back tomorrow, come back down tomorrow. I'm not waiting a whole pace. I should still go to the roof, sell a chametz located anywhere in my home at the other address, and to lease my entire home, parentheses, with the exception of blank. That's put in for the following reasons. Some people feel that the mitzvah to do the bedikah is coming. The time of it to my shiur next year, the very beginning, the first day, I will discuss this issue. Is Bedikas Chametz a mitzvah, or is Bedikas Chametz simply a way to avoid an issue? Here's a shower. I'll leave my whole house. I have no comments. I told them I'm not even checked. So what could be better than that? Well, something in the bottle limit for those who have that seat, though. But they put on the exception of blank. They leave out the living room, the dining room, or bedroom, or any room they want. They can put a Mr. Badik on that room.
On the 19th
row. Oh, well, patience, baby. The keys to my home can be found with name, hat, address, song. Just to show people don't read, I've had people who took the word name, put their own names on. They don't just one day, they write their own names. What I mean is, it's the next door neighbor, or whoever, the super, or the brother, the father, that's what I mean. But, oh, I didn't read it. Yeah, you have to read, right? You found with the neighbor, or the rabbi, I have people see, has my address, and it's fine. Now, the purpose of this is to obviate two reasons for this. One, it shouldn't have to do with Vedika's song. Now, but no, I'm asked to follow in Shiloh. But the rabbi only sells the chametz when? Erev Pesach in the morning. Too late. The key of the chametz is when? It's here. Sunday night. If I don't sell it on Monday morning, isn't it too late? I should have to bedik on Sunday night? That's a big machlokes that's supposed to. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Simchat Torah Lamed Vav. Big, big Shiloh. Is there an obligation to do a bedik on that case? I plan to Oh, okay. Norm says that if the rabbi plans to sell it to the red, and in my behalf to sell all chametz possessed by me, knowingly or unknowingly, as defined by the Torah and rabbinic law, these are places which chametz only me may be found, especially at address. The chametz I possess includes the following. Why would we say include? Include means not three other things. Okay, so forget something. What type of chametz? Groceries, liquor, medicine, etc. Location. Kitchen, pantry, living room, cabinet, etc.
Standard.
It's right down. You want cereal, bread, cookies, right? Approximate value. Total. Sign. Date. Printed name. I got one of the other rabbis. The people who signed their names were so absolutely illegible. So how is it going to know who they are? So that's why they're going to say the printed name. Now, also complete this part, after the line, it will be if you'll be away all patient. What's the track? The Mishnah Berurah writes, the guy with the goy has no access to get into the place, throw on the table. You tell him, he's not even taking it in. If you're home patient and you're in and out, you come back, I'm not here. Come back tonight, come back tomorrow, come back tomorrow. I'm not away the whole paper. I should go to the Ruiz, so I'll come and locate anywhere in my home at the other address, and to leave my entire home. This is Nimchot Gana Mekilin. Amokher b'yom yugimel shafir odid bay. Better to sell these rooms or this whole house when on the surface. I do two sales. I already called the guy yesterday. I have two appointments with him. One appointment is 6:15 Sunday evening. So yugimel before you come and watch. Before sundown. Not just Sunday, it's Halloween. Eric Paper. 6:15. Which is the time for Mincha, the kids are. Mincha, I think about 7, something like that. He is to move the clock right now. He'll be at 7:15. And I have another appointment at 10:30 in the morning on Monday morning. So most of this stuff will sell Monday morning. I don't want to sell to people for leaving. But I sell on Sunday to two categories of people. One, those who are in Eretz Yisrael or Europe, so this Monday morning sale is too late for them. Two, for those who want to sell the entire house and don't want to go to Benicia. So although the Mishnah Berurah makes Gimel, even if you sell it on Yud, solid, but it says it's better to sell on Yud Gimel to avoid the whole Shiloh. Then sell Yud Gimel. Some people want to realize that's it. They hold like one day and they're not wrong and there's no mystery to get from it. I sell the whole thing. I rent it out before you and you give them. Goodbye. Others say, no, there's a mitzvah. But they want to do the mitzvah. They want to check and leave one room out and kind of it's that one room. They want to lie. I put in a parenthesis with the exception of living room, dining room, bedroom, pick a room, which is easy to check. And we just have the mitzvah. So you make a broth at the tent. If you do it on the night of the Sunday night, you would do it with a broth. If you do it before that, you would do it without a broth. Go ahead and move into your house if you want. Good question. Hold on. Good question. Kitchen, dining room, bathroom. You make a catch-all. Everything. I'm running out of the entire space. Wait a minute. The dorm is a good charity. I don't want to sell the dorm. I'll tell you why. I can't get in. So if you speak to the head of security that if I can with my guard, they'll let me in. I have a personal certificate for argument's sake. You can get a passport. If you tell me, I'm serious, speak to Rabbi Chaim, show him a copy of this form, and say, if you live, you're going to pass, you don't need your parents, they have a master key, don't they?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Chaim has a master key, and he will make sure that my guy will be able to, I'm willing to come with him if he is necessary. So let him in, then I'm willing to sell your property. No, I'm not willing to sell. It's no problem. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Yes. That is a problem. Why? Second of all, even if it were wine, the fact that he just owns it for a moment and sells it back and get it back, buy it back afterwards, that's another problem. You know, we're looking for a problem. I buy back my comments. The guy, if he's willing to sell it back, so far he has so many. I buy it back. He comes easy right after mine. Right at moments, right at the shul, we count Abdullah, comes in, another rabbi comes, and they're able to, I'll tell you a story. Rabbi Kuchelevsky from Yerushalayim came to my shul 2 or 3 years ago. He came 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks later, he said, Mom, everybody feels so good.
But he was everybody, but
it
seems
to be the now, why is
it not
about that? Why did he not like the fear of someone? He went through a whole bunch of reasons why he didn't like it. One reason was, The guy can't afford to pay for the home. So you know it's a bluff. So I raise my hand and say, I pick a guy. It was a career. My guy is the biggest real estate agent in Riverdale. He sells a $1 billion house and makes 70 grand like this. It's more like a 50 cent or something like that.